first adventurer. Restart, please. Powering up the APUs, over. Roger. APUs look good. Out. Coming up the APUs, Venture. Venture, this is launch control. You are on your terminal power. Roger. App. Venture, this is control. Hydraulic check complete. Over.
Hydraulic check in the green. We copy control.
Venture, this is control. Main engine gimbal complete. Over.
Roger, that's control.
Our gimbal is go.
Venture, this is launch control. Out vent closed. Looks good. Go.
Roger, out.
Venture, this is Venture.
APU vents to inhibit.
Roger, we copy Venture. Out. Venture, this is control. H2 tank pressurization. Okay, you are go for launch.
Roger. Go for launch, app.
Venture, APU start is go. You are on your onboard computer. Over.
Roger. App.
We have main engine start. As you may have mentioned.
Kaleidoscope by Ray Bradbury, adapted and dramatized by the author from his own short story. With Tom Watson as Hollis and Finlay Welsh as Applegate. Kaleidoscope.
Copy, Venturer. Mission Control to Venturer. This is your 8 a.m. call. Do you copy?
Mission Control, this is Venturer. We copy you. 8 a.m. is that Zulu Eastern Standard or Pacific?
Venturer, we copy you loud, clear, and on the beat. Good morning. Medical checkout, please, crew, before the rest of the day's program. ECG and neural scans running. Tapes are go. Medical program beginning now. By the numbers.
Hollis here. Physical report to Houston. Medical analysis tapes. A1.
Stoney here. A1.
Stimson.
A1.
Good old Applegate here. And fine, settled.
Applegate.
Oh, hell. A1.
A spur. Okay.
Buckley.
Super.
A1.
Wood reporting. Fine, thanks.
All present and a caddy. I beg your pardon, Captain?
All present and well. T plus 225 hours, 35 minutes, and 20 seconds. 9 days and 3,400,000 miles out from Earth.
Check. Psychobalance tapes operative. Scramble thoughts. Word association.
Stupid.
Repeat, please.
Not only how we feel, but what we feel to a computerized psychoanalyst 3 million miles away. Stupid.
Applegate.
Now hear this. A for Applegate. H for horse. S for snowstorm. RP for rabbit pellets. Enough word association.
terminate Applegate.
Terminate Applegate. Oh, that's poetry.
Terminate. Hollis here.
Scramble Associate Hollis.
Sometimes I wonder why I am captain of a rocket bound into deep space, and then I remember that not all of my crew members are named Applegate.
End of Hollis Scramble?
End.
Stimson here.
Scramble Associate Stimson.
It took me 2 days to get to the top of St. Peter's in Rome. 3 days to nerve myself to make it to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing 3 million miles high in space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And scrambled.
Woodhair, I never made it to the top of the Eiffel Tower. I was afraid.
Now you tell us, Wood.
Yeah, now I tell you.
Let's first, scrambling. Hot dogs. Apple pie. Mom.
Hey, what kind of word association is that?
Midnight. Open the icebox door, reach in, 3-layer banana cake, glass of milk, yes, sir.
He's kidding.
Sandlot baseball.
Nice nuts.
Good cigars. Grandpa and Dad talking late at night in the front porch rocking chair.
I may throw up.
Over and out, scramble.
Stoning. I...
Sound, what, Lestar?
Meteor, dead on. Impact, prepare for collision.
Crash stations, crew to stations, helmets on. On station, all.
Applegate, helmet on, air on, radio on, all greens and on station.
Lesper, helmet on, air on, radio on, all greens and on station.
Wood, helmet on, air on, radio on, all greens and on station.
Stone, helmet on, air on, radio on, all greens and on station.
This is Fenton, we have a collision alarm.
Helmet on, air on, radio on, all greens and on station.
Impact, 25 seconds and counting.
All greens and on station.
Alert, helmet on, air on, radio on.
On radar contact at 17 degrees right, 5 degrees down, and 1100 meters off.
That's 12,000 and that.
It's too late to fire them up now.
Houston, do you copy? We have imminent collision in 15 seconds. Object is in sight on right window. Large meteor closing rapidly. Impact in 5. Wait, oh my God. Impact.
Where are they?
Captain!
Gone. Oh, falling. Falling!
The concussion. Like a giant knife that cut it. The rocket just split wide. Crew, thrown out in space, like a dozen rippling silverfish, scattered in a dark sea, and the rocket, in a million pieces, there goes. A meteor swarm seeking a lost sun. Gone.
Barclay, where are you?
Wood?
Captain?
Voices calling like lost children on a long night.
Captain? Barclay! Wood!
Captain Hollis. Captain! This is Stone.
Stone? Hollis here. Where are you?
Stupid question.
Where?
I don't
Which way is up? No, I'm falling. Falling.
Oh, yes. We fall.
The pebbles down a well. They're not people anymore. Not captain, crew. Only voices. Voices without bodies.
We're going away from each other.
Oh, yes. That's for sure. At 100,000 miles an hour. Here's a hat. What's your hurry? We do move.
What happened?
A meteor strike. The ship peeled. Space vehicles do blow up.
They do. Oh, they do. Is there any way for us to get back together? Get back to one another?
Not unless you're strapped on your EVA before impact.
No. You?
No, there wasn't time. So, here we are. Seven people dropped in space with no way to maneuver, turn, fly. All we can do is...
Fall. Oh, that's a long way.
Long way. A long, long, long way down.
Who's that?
Stimson, I think. Oh. Stimson!
God. Long way down. Long way. I'm gonna die. I can't believe that.
Stimson! Let's get organized here.
Organize! Listen to the man!
Applegate. Is that you?
Applegate. Scared, gutless, but reporting. Oh, boy, you're funny, Captain.
What do you want me to do? Let us all go to hell?
You're not in charge anymore, Captain. We go where we go.
Roll call anyway, Captain.
Roll call.
So help me, we're going to die decently. By the names, Jackie, Stone.
Stone here.
Aspar?
Aspar here.
Barkley?
Still alive. Barkley.
Wood? Wood?
Make him answer, Captain.
Wood.
Like I said, Captain, you're not in charge.
Stimson?
Stimson? Who's he? Oh. Yeah, he's falling.
Oh, Stimson.
Falling. That's what he is. Falling.
Take it easy. We're all in the same fix.
I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else.
You can say that again.
All right, Applegate.
All right, what?
We haven't much time.
Time? We got all the time in the world and all of space in the universe. That's all we do have, space and time.
We are moving away from each other. We'll soon lose radio contact.
That can't happen soon enough for me. I won't have to hear any of your stupid voices.
Why do you insist on being bitter?
Look around you, Captain. Where are you? Nowhere. Where am I? Beyond nowhere. Where's everyone else? Falling to die. The rocket spun when it was hit. We were thrown off by centrifugal force, each man in a different direction. Some of us will hit the sun. Some of us will head out through the universe and travel forever. Bitter! How can you say that?
Captain.
Stone?
Might we get back together somehow? I mean...
For what? What?
To die in company, now that you are.
You do that, then. I'll die alone, thanks. At 100,000 miles per hour.
If each of us released a certain amount of oxygen, we could maneuver...
I'll keep talking. Your hot air might save us all.
Please. Someone help me. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Stimson. Oh, that's it, Captain. Order him to shut up. Hey, Stimson, listen to the captain.
Stimson. We can't talk if you interrupt. I mean...
Help. Oh, someone help. So far down. A long way down. Falling. Falling. Oh, such a long way down.
Stimson.
Hold on. You're not going to believe this.
Help. Please. Help. I'm afraid.
Applegate?
Captain, he's here.
What?
Stimson, he's floating nearby. I can see him. We're getting closer.
Oh, such a long way down. Falling. Falling a long, long way. Help. Help.
Yes, I'll help you, Stimson.
Applegate.
I don't like being here.
You won't be much longer.
I want to be somewhere else.
You will. You will.
Applegate.
Closer. Ooh, very close, Captain. He's floating almost in reach. Almost.
I'm afraid. Someone. Help.
Help. Yes.
Someone. Someone.
Me.
Applegate.
Someone, oh, please. Someone.
Me.
Applegate.
He's gone, Captain.
Gone.
I smashed his helmet.
You...
He wanted to be saved. I saved him.
Yes.
Approved?
Approved.
Well, now we can talk more clearly, Captain. Now, if you want, we can get organized.
Applegate.
Sir?
May you burn forever.
Why, sir, I'm on my way to burning now.
And the way I fall, I figure in about half a year I'll strike the sun. How about you others? Stone, Lesper, Barclay? Where are you heading? For how long?
I think I'm going to hit the moon.
I think I'm heading for Mars. I can't really say, but Mars.
Mars and beyond. Jupiter. Saturn. Maybe visit Pluto. Or go on into the universe and travel forever. That's me. Far traveling. Oh, doesn't that have a sound to it? Far traveling.
Captain?
I seem to be heading back towards Earth. when I hit his atmosphere.
You'll burn long before me.
I'll burn. Silence.
Order me some more. This is a mutiny of one. In just a few minutes since the rocket exploded, you and I have moved 10,000 miles away from each other. But we were always far apart. Come get me, sir. Shall I tell you some more that'll make you want to come get me?
Do your worst.
And the worst is this. Years ago, when we were at the academy, your fiancé, that lovely girl, you remember?
No, it never was.
It was.
No, it's gone now. I can't see it.
It's there.
No, it's like it never was. Green fields, towns, rivers, lakes, gone, all gone. So far away. And only night now, and stars. Too many stars.
No. No, there was this girl, and she left you. You want to know why? Shall I tell you why?
No, she never lived.
She lived.
There is no earth, no life, nothing.
There was life, and earth, and something. And I took it all away.
You took nothing. Nothing.
Oh, no, no more of this.
No more.
No more.
I'm amazed.
Huh?
I'm astounded.
What?
We're all going to be dead in a few hours, and you go on like this. Can't you leave us to remember? What?
Good things. Good. Yes. The best.
What was ever best? What good?
My life. Maybe not yours, but mine.
How was it better?
Let me make the list. A wife on Earth. Good friends on the Moon. My children on Mars.
And?
A wife on Earth. Friends on the Moon. My sons and daughters. Safe. On Mars.
What else?
My wife. My friends. My...
That's no list.
Better than a list. It's a life.
I'm going to kill all of you in 10 minutes.
Kill us?
Just by opening my helmet. I'll freeze solid in a millionth of a second. And you'll all disappear forever. Strange. The quickest death in the history of mankind. And invented not on Earth, but a million miles out in space. I'll freeze and be frozen forever. Think of it. If I should not hit the moon, but circle it for a million years, and a rocket came by and found me, I wouldn't have changed. Out in space, nothing ever changes. A billion years from tonight, I'll be circling. And young, still only this age. And my body frozen, not spoiled or grown old. Billion years from tonight. Think.
I'm thinking. Kill yourself now and cut the cackle.
I'm thinking that we should all say what we want to say in these last few minutes. I want to run my films. Play my memories. Say, there was a good day, there a bad. There a good friend. You know what I mean.
No, I don't. Because it never happened. Like the captain says, once the thing is over, it's like it never existed. We only exist now. A mob of voices floating half into nowhere and out of nothing.
No. I count. Because I remember. I do remember.
Do you?
You really? Yeah, well, maybe that's why I've gotten mean in my middle years. All my life I kept waiting for something to happen. I mean, something. But I never did.
Man, you've been in space. You've circled the sun. Landed on Mars. What more do you want?
I don't know. Isn't that funny? I just don't...
You okay, Applegate?
Well, now, hear this. I have no left hand.
What?
No kidding. Strange, I feel it's happening to someone else. Oh, this is a course in sixth grade philosophy. Someone else's left hand has just been cut off by a meteor. My left sleeve has just automatically locked itself. It sealed itself with self-sealant. I lost some air, but the end of my wrist has frozen solid, scabbed itself with frost. Help me, Captain.
I wish I could.
Come. Help me, Captain.
If I could.
Oh, sir. The irony. Telling you to come order me around 10 minutes ago and now really beating you.
Oh, burn me to ashes, and then burn me ashes to dust.
Hey, listen, you hear? I'm in a meteor swarm. The very thing that cut off my hand is taking me with it. I'm being drawn away in space. It's like being in a great big kaleidoscope. Those things, those toys you held up to your eyes as a kid and looked in and saw all the colors and shapes, sizes. A kaleidoscope. Look. Oh, beautiful. Taking me with it. Me. Me. I don't deserve a trip like this. I never liked anything beautiful. Well, maybe when I was young. Hear the voices? What?
Didn't we wind up years ago? What happened to Mars when he died? Did he travel to space forever, living their own lives? Well, here's your answer.
What? An electronic cloud that traps
old radio broadcasts. News. Music.
Yeah.
I should apologize to you for having to speak in a foreign tongue. I wonder if this loudspeaker carries my voice to the farthest end of this vast audience.
improbable that the enemy's air attack in September could be more than three times as great as it was in August. I would not, of course, refer it to barbarous attacks from the civil population, but to the great air battle which is being fought.
Encircling bond of good, old-fashioned, neighborly friendship. So bound together, we are able to withstand any attack. Any attack from the east or from the west. Together, we are able to ward off any infiltration of aim, political and economic ideas that would destroy our freedom and our
Too much. I'm the monster of all time, and I go out like this. You stay behind and die your plain vanilla deaths, and I go out in style. In a swarm of meteors so beautiful, I can't move my tongue. And carried along by the voices of Churchill and Hitler and Roosevelt. Old friends. What company. It's me and the whole grand bunch moving out and around the world for the next 10 billion years. We'll be back, and Churchill will still be talking, and Hitler will still be mad, and Roosevelt will still be saying we have nothing to fear. Nothing. Nothing.
So it finally happened.
Huh? What?
It. The thing you were waiting for. Something.
Yes. 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 So long, Captain. Burn, Captain. Burn. Burn.
The same to you, Applegate.
Captain.
Well?
Reception's fading for all of us. Why don't we get it over with and sign off?
Good idea. Can you see the meteor swarm that took Applegate?
Oh, yes. Yes. Lovely. There. There.
Can you see any of us?
No.
I can.
Impossible.
But I see. Or think I see. There you go home in a dark whisper. And there you go off in a night storm. And Barclay? Home already. Remember those summer nights when you were a kid and stayed out in the middle of the street playing ball until you couldn't see, it was so dark. not wanting to go home, and at last all the mothers calling from houses around, blowing whistles, yelling, and at last, dragging their bats, scuffing their shoes, all the boys and girls went home, sad and hating it, as if summer would never come again, even though summer was the next night, and the next after that.
I remember.
Keep on remembering. Don't let anybody say otherwise. A spare, Captain? Goodbye.
Sleep well.
Captain?
The spare.
Last one in the old maid.
Here goes nothing.
Nothing.
Alone. There goes wood towards the sun. There falls stone near the moon. There flies Barclay up beyond Mars and toward far Centauri. Forever. There moves Applegate and his meteors and fine company of ancient men. Pieces of the kaleidoscope, all of us. But flying apart. And myself. Alone. Add it up, Hollis. What did your life mean? More than Applegate's, less than the Spurs. Did you do one brief, bright, lovely thing that might be remembered for one astounding instant by someone, somewhere, sometime, somehow? What? What did you do, Captain? That was worth noting, worth remembering, worth the softest breath to tell. Just this. In a few hours, I'll hit Earth's atmosphere. When I do, I'll catch fire and burn like a meteor. I'll flash across the sky in flames. All the world will look up and see me for 3 seconds. Yes. 3 seconds. I wonder. Will they look? Will they see? Let's go find out.
In Kaleidoscope, the part of Hollis was played by Tom Watson, and Applegate was played by Finlay Welsh. Stone by Rebecca Hawking, Stimson by John Yule, Lespaire, Stuart Macquarie, Barclay, Neil Shackleton, Wood, John Adam Baker, and Mission Control Houston by Lynn Baines, Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation was by Jim Ross, Doug Ring, and Lee MacPhail. Kaleidoscope was dramatized by Ray Bradbury from his own short story and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Hamish Wilson.